About 100,000 workers at SBC Communications are on strike today. Officials with the Communications Workers of America say the strike will last for 4 days. SBC and the communications workers are in the middle of a contract negotiation that has stalled over wage, benefit, and job security issues. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
SBC, formerly known as Southwestern Bell, has millions of telephone customers in Texas, California, Ohio, Illinois, Michigan, Connecticut, 13 states in all. As a company, SBC has had a reputation for being worker-friendly. So when you talk to union leaders like James Allen, Local 6215 in Dallas, there is a note of surprise in his voice that it's come to this.
Basically, this has been a progressive company up until this round of negotiations. I guess we're in an era where the companies are trying to cut costs in such a degree, and SBC is no different. They're trying to cut our health care and our job security and all that stuff, so we're going to stand up to them.
There are four major points of contention. The first is wages. SBC is offering a bonus, but no wage increase for the first year. The company's proposal would give workers yearly wage increases at just over 2% for the next 4 years. The union doesn't want the first-year bonus. It wants a wage increase instead. Job security is another key issue for the union.
Basically, in the last, 3 years, we've lost 29,000 jobs system-wide. Not that SBC has gone down employees by 29,000, but we've lost 29,000 jobs. In other words, they're hiring people overseas and they're creating new subsidiaries. Our work is being farmed out to other people.
Perhaps the most important impasse is over health care costs. SBC wants to increase union members' co-pays when they visit the doctor. Walt Sharp is SBC's spokesperson.
We have what we believe is a very, very strong and fair proposal on the table in this area. It calls for no monthly premiums at all, no monthly contribution by these employees, and that's a rare exception. 90% of Americans pay a monthly contribution.
The company's profits last year ran to $8 billion, and it did well in wireless and internet and satellite services. So what's the problem here? There's plenty of money to go around, right? Well, not exactly. Scott Cleland is the CEO of Precursor, an investment research firm.
SBC's problem is the same as other baby bells. They're losing customers to wireless, to cable, to resellers like AT&T and MCI. And so they're losing about 1 million customers every quarter.
Cleland argues SBC needs to cut labor costs in its heavily unionized local and long-distance telephone operations, but he doesn't think they're going to be able to go very far down that road.
The union has the upper hand. They've discovered a new strike tactic that is extremely effective. It's called an electronic strike, where they essentially have gone around to their own union members and other sympathetic unions and said, give us your pledge that you will switch from SBC's local phone service to AT&T's if they don't treat the union well. And that is a multi-hundred million dollar revenue threat that the union can make and back up when negotiating with SBC.
The 4-day strike is not expected to interrupt existing telephone service for any of SBC's customers. Wade Goodwin, NPR News.